AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Iran says it has handed over a new proposal for negotiations with the U.S. to mediators in Pakistan. President Trump's reaction?
Iran wants to make a deal because they have no military left, essentially, and they want to make a deal, but I'm not satisfied with it.
The president described Iranian leadership as disjointed. A shaky three-week ceasefire appears to be holding. The president also says he will increase the tariffs charged on cars and trucks from the European Union next week to 25%. In a social media post, without going into detail, the president said the EU is not complying with a fully agreed-to trade deal reached last year. The president spoke at the White House yesterday.
Auto plants are all coming back to our country. They're coming back from different countries where they left us, for Germany, as you know, and Japan, and South Korea, and Canada, Mexico. And they're all coming back at levels that nobody's ever seen before. And tariffs did it.
The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on the arrest of a man in Israel for attacking a nun.
Israeli police released video of an attack on a nun near David's Tomb, holy site outside Zion's Gate on the southern side of the Old City. Video shows the attacker coming up from behind the nun, shoving her to the ground where she hits her head on a concrete border. The attacker then returns to kick her. Israel says they arrested a 36-year-old man. On suspicion of a racially motivated attack. Coordinator of the Holy Land Christian Forum, Wadia Abunusar, admonished authorities for not doing enough to control the violence.
Great anger, not only on the attacker, great anger on the system.
And says attacks on Christians are increasing.
I feel that this will not end anytime soon.
He says he believes the attacker was arrested because there was video evidence. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. The AP's Karen Chamas reports a woman who drove a Land Rover into a tea party at a London school has been charged. 2 8-year-olds were killed.
Prosecutors charged Claire Fremantle with 2 counts of causing death and 7 counts of causing serious injury after police reopened the investigation and found new evidence. The crash happened in July 2023. Prosecutors initially said Fremantle was not charged because she had an epileptic seizure. She expressed sorrow but claimed no recollection of the event. Her defense lawyers questioned the reversal of the original decision not to charge her and say she will dispute the charges. Karen Chamas, London.
David Rivera, a former Miami congressman and close friend of Secretary of State Marco Rubio, was convicted in connection with a secret $50 million lobbying campaign on behalf of Venezuela's socialist government during the first Trump administration. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.